night or tomorrow night at Builder Supply Outlet for their new kitchen and bath showroom grand opening. It's private, after-hours special showing. Showing. It's a showing, not a showing. That's something the governor would invite you to. From 6 to 8 p.m. Thursday, as I said. 14 new designer displays. You can talk with the experienced professional designers. Meet Wendy. Shop the showroom. Enjoy culinary treats from Pinstripes. Registration is easy. This is an invitation event, but all you have to do is register. Say you're coming. Go to WGNradio.com/events to register and confirm your attendance. Because this is the brand new Builder Supply Outlet in Bridgeview. Broadview. That's different from Bridgeview.
Different.
Mm-hmm. Very different. Broadview. Broadview. Which is actually Donald Trump's favorite town.
God.
Register now for the special after-hours showing this Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. And that is that's right there on Cermak, 5 miles east of Oak Brook Shopping Mall, it says here. I don't know why we need to know that. I don't know why it's important to know.
Just a little bit of locational, or really, you know, geographic information.
They couldn't find something closer to mention.
5 miles away.
I mean,
yeah,
seriously?
It's right there. Only 5 miles from
miles from here.
The airport.
Yeah. So you go there, and then you drive. Now you you go 4 miles, and then you turn right, and then you go another mile.
No, that's usually not, in metro areas, you don't use the 5 mile marker.
Not in rural, not in
rural
this
sometimes.
One. Sure. Oh yeah.
Yeah, 5 miles up the road.
Right, 5 miles.
Two farms
in central Illinois, they refer to as a piece.
Okay,
right?
So that works
that's
there
piece,
somehow.
That's a piece up the road, rather. Now,
nothing
we're going
to
turn the gravel
see.
For you. Now, I went to get go back on go to asphalt, and then you're there.
Uh-huh. And see, that's now, helpful in those circumstances.
Not so,
this one.
Not so helpful here. No. 5 miles. I might as well, in Broadview, 12 miles from the airport. Just 12 miles from O'Hare. Like, I don't, that does not help me.
Yeah, thanks,
all right.
But it doesn't work.
This is not why I called. Hey, listen to this. Chuck Gowdy is on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Now, listen to this, Chuck. I know you got a thing coming up about the TSA, and this story is amazing. And we've been talking about this the last couple of weeks. There are airports around the country that are getting rid of the TSA because the TSA can't handle the load. Because there's been, in part, because of the sequester, right?
Well, the TSA is operating right now at the lowest manpower level since its inception. In some part because they have cut back due to automation, but you know, some of it does go back all the way to the sequester.
And then there's near record travel volume. I keep hearing the airlines are saying they're booking all the seats on the flights. So it creates a difficult situation. I mean, every time I've been to the airport recently, the lines have been outrageous. I mean,
it's the perfect storm out there right now. And it's going to be all summer with these huge traveler levels. TSA at the lowest employee levels that they've had for screeners. And the airports are, you know, they're strapped. It's not the airline's fault or the airports. TSA runs these operations. And out at O'Hare a couple of days ago, there were people in the pre-check line all the way out onto the sidewalk.
Right. The pre-check doesn't mean much anymore, it feels like, because it's taking that long just to get through. But I was just in line recently. The line snaked all the way away from all of the little area that is designated for you to stand. It went over to the area where you pass through just when you come in the doors. It was packed. People couldn't even move back and forth. It was so bad that people were asking to jump in line because they weren't going to make their flight. I kept hearing one after another person say, hey, do you mind? My flight's in 10 minutes. My flight's in 5 minutes. What can you do about that? You fire the TSA?
Well, I mean, that's what some of these airports are talking about, but it's unlikely that that's going to happen. I mean, TSA is so entrenched right now as a bureaucracy with 45,000 employees across the country, and they have the equipment, the protocols are all theirs. I mean, they're there for a while. Certainly, even if an airport did manage to privatize that security operation and put it back to the way it was before 9/11, it's not going to happen this summer.
Well, if you go back to a privatization, though, isn't there a concern that if there is a problem, who's going to take the brunt of that? Is it going to be the company? Is it going to be the government? I mean, one of the arguments about creating the TSA was that those old private companies that the airlines themselves used to fund, the guys with the red jackets, you know, you walk through a metal detector and then you'd go, that just wasn't good enough, right? Because the 9/11 folks were the terrorists, the killers, the murderers, were able to, you know, evade security fairly quickly, including one in, I think, what was it, in Maine or wherever they're in, whatever.
Right, in Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine, where they were, two of the guys got on into the system that morning. The TSA guy there, not TSA, but the security guy, the private contractor security guy there, was like, he forever has felt complete guilt for this because he had a suspicion that there was something wrong with those guys.
Mm.
And,
right.
And so then you're wondering now, who will these, if there are private contractors, who will they be? Who is ultimately responsible if something goes wrong? Would those companies be responsible? Would the airlines be responsible? Who could handle the, you know, the financial hit of that? So the airlines were very happy when the government decided to, you know, carry the burden of security. But in the meantime, you do have, I don't feel particularly secure when you're going through TSA. Oh, here's a, people seem to be fairly professional at O'Hare, but I've been to some other airports where I'm like, who are these people?
Well, there, it's better than it was before 9/11. I mean, there was no standardization. The variance from small airport to big airport was tremendous back before 2001. It's not nearly as bad now. There are still some, you know, differences depending on where you fly in and out of. TSA is trying to smooth those out. I mean, they've got a giant budget, as they should, but they're trying to protect airports and the air routes in the U.S., and they're trying to fix some of these consistency problems, but they have a huge turnover rate, too, for these officers. That's another big issue for them. I mean, they're constantly training new officers.
There's also that story, I think it was last year, and the Department of Homeland Security said they had test people go through to see if they could get explosives and weapons, and they found that the screeners failed to detect them in a lot of circumstances. And you wonder, too, if this is a little bit of pushback to say, wait a minute, we're going to slow down to ensure people's safety if that's what we have to do to make it absolutely safe for people.
It may be that, although nobody's declared that, and you would think that that might be the case in some of the work slowdowns that have happened in the past. At some point, people have, you know, eked out a declaration that that's why they're doing it this way. But something is going to have to change here because mm-hmm. the traveling public is not going to put up with this for long. I mean, people missing their flights, having to take hotel rooms, not getting out the next day, you know, on the sidewalk 3 hours later, they're finally getting through TSA, and that's in the pre-check line. Something is going to have to give here, and I'm not sure what it is, and TSA doesn't really know how this is going to pan out over the next couple of months.
And you would think, I thought, well, there's something in Chicago. Maybe it's just there's some a threat or something they're responding to, but if every single airport you see, JFK is responding, saying there's similar situations there. Hartsfield and Atlanta has problems.
Right.
Every single major airport is experiencing the same thing, it seems.
Well, this story that we're doing tonight at 10 o'clock kind of addresses that TSA at this facility they have in Washington is trying out all of these super secret new technical gizmos that they're going to put into airports and with the hope of stopping terrorist bombs from getting through the screening devices. But they freely admit that at the same time, they've got an incredible public relations problem and they've got to teach their people, you know, human skills in terms of not only looking and listening and not talking about what they're, you know, going to do Saturday night when they go out after work, but also just how they relate to travelers. It's going to become even more important now as people are angrier than normal at the airport. I mean, mm-hmm. People generally are angry when they travel, but I'm afraid that we're just seeing the beginning of it at this point.
Well, and also Homeland Security, one of the problems you have here is Homeland Security has become a catch-all in Washington for other organizations that sort of lost their mothers, right? You have the Secret Service. Treasury gave up Secret Service, moved it over to DHS. The Coast Guard now is Department of Homeland Security. They've bifurcated the customs organizations into a domestic and then a traveler customs, right? You've got into three different organizations. And then you got TSA, and it just seems like they've got way too many things happening at the Department of Homeland Security. It's become a crazed bureaucracy that has too many missions, and you know the ultimate mission creep, as they always warn about in Washington. Mm-hmm. And this is really, I think that they're not thinking, and this is a really important thing. And Department of Homeland Security is, a critically important organization that seems like it is now being overburdened and understaffed and incapable of managing itself out of this. And I think that, you know, I would like to see the Coast Guard go back to and interesting, because the Coast Guard's always been that baby, right? It moves back and forth between the military and non-military. But I would like to see it go back to, you know, a place where it would be better managed than Homeland Security is doing. And I'd like to see ICE as its own, or immigration as a totally separate deal, you know, so that it can be, you know, run. And not that will make it necessarily more efficient, but it's going to certainly make it, you know, that at least we understand who's responsible for what. All right, let me ask you very quickly, too. You got another story coming up about Jacqueline DeWallaby. Remember, that's the unsolved murder from the 1980s here in Chicago, this young girl in Naperville, right?
Right. We're running this story Friday night at 10 o'clock because we were kind of jarred into reality when we were talking about this old DeWallaby case. Jacqueline DeWallaby would turn 35 years old next week had she not been murdered at the age of 7. And it's unsolved, although two people were tried for her murder, her mother and her stepfather. Both of them were acquitted. The mother acquitted at trial, and the stepfather was thrown out on appeal. And so we revisit the case. We look at things that have happened and haven't happened since the time of the killing in 1988. We interview some people connected to the case, including Jacqueline DeWallaby's natural father, who was in prison at the time of the murder, although he was looked at initially as the lead suspect for a very short time until they realized he was already locked up. So it's kind of an interesting look back. 9 o'clock on Friday
night at 10 o'clock, and then tonight at 10 o'clock, this thing about the TSA and what's going on there. All right, thank you very much, Chuck. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
okay,
Chuck.
Guys, take care.
All right,
bye.